Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, April 10th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Lisa, we're starting off fiery today because over the weekend, we just found out more information about what's wrong with the alternative media and this Patriot movement, and we're figuring out why things aren't going the way they should be.
Maybe we should ask what's right with it.
Yeah. Now, a few weeks ago, we came out on this show, on Wing TV, the televised version of this show, and we said, we made a decision that we're going to wipe the slate clean for everybody in the alternative media. That means we removed all of our past articles, our exposés, everything. We figure everyone is going to start fresh. We're going to give everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Let me just remind everybody, the reason those were up there is because we asked everybody to hold the bar higher.
That's
so
right.
We don't mirror the mainstream media, and a lot of people had a problem with that.
Yeah.
And that's why those articles were there to begin with.
Yeah, so we removed all these articles. But in the same breath, we also said that this doesn't mean that we're going to roll over and play dead. We said we're going to keep an eye on things, and hopefully everybody can come together, they can see this common cause that we all have, and that they don't fall into these traps, like Lisa said, that seems to make the mainstream media and the government such a sewer.
Well, during the interim, after we decided to take the high road, a lot of shenanigans have been going on.
A lot.
I can't tell you how many dozens of articles we could have written by now.
Yeah.
Okay? And we never said we're going to keep our mouths shut when we see something really wrong going on. But they've been running amok, haven't they?
Well, it's finally over this weekend. We finally had our bellies full, and it's time now that Wings TV starts baring its teeth again and letting everyone know that somebody has to be a watchdog over this entity called the mainstream media.
Somebody
or
needs,
the alternative media.
Somebody needs to draw your attention to it. And that's the problem that the posers have most of all. Because when we don't say anything, nobody says anything
right
about what they're doing. Nobody draws your attention to it. And they like it like that.
Exactly. So, to start off today, I'm going to ask a question. Does anything matter to people anymore? Does anything matter? No, I'm not talking about your family or your health or your job.
In other words, does anybody out there give a damn about anything anymore?
That's right. This is beyond just your immediate surroundings. We're talking about the political spectrum, the alternative media, the Patriot movement. Does anything matter anymore?
In other words, right or wrong?
Yeah. Does right and wrong matter? And if it does, when are we finally going to rise up and take a stand about certain issues?
Right, because Victor and I refuse to get sucked into that eternal gray area that seems to have sucked up a lot of other people.
Yeah. And it came to our attention, the reason we're finally coming out and saying no holds barred anymore is because we found out that once again, Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz are engaged in blatant censorship. They've been caught so red-handed that there's absolutely no denying it. And when I ask, does anything matter anymore? This goes back to a concept called freedom of speech, freedom of expression, non-censorship. And you know, Lisa, when the founding fathers were putting together the Constitution and a Bill of Rights, they had a thing called freedom of expression. They were against censorship. Now, did they just say, well, you know, we kind of like this notion, but we're not really going to fight for it. We're just going to throw it out there. And if it's abused or taken advantage of, we don't really care. It's just a notion. It's just a concept. Do you think that's what they envisioned?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I don't think they would have included it if they didn't think it was extremely important.
Of the most vital importance, actually. So, what we're going to do is go through what happened, how this all came about, and it began with an article by a guy named Doug Thompson, who's the editor of Capitol Hill Blue, and he wrote an article called what?
He wrote an article called 9/11 Conspiracy Theories Don't Pass the Smell Test.
Right. And tell the viewers out there just very briefly what this article was about.
Well, Doug has quite a lot of fans, or he did before he wrote this article, because he's been very critical of the Bush administration and the neocons in the past. And this particular article, he basically rails against conspiracy nuts and says that he's checked out all the information and the 9/11 conspiracy theories don't pass his smell test. And so that generated quite a bit, at least 10 pages of responses from all kinds of people on the Internet, so much so that he ended up shutting down that blog and removing the thread from the server.
Well, two of the people that posted messages were Lisa and myself.
I posted several.
And what was the message that was on there? It's somewhere in that article. He said, server shut down.
Due to overload, moving all messages to a new server should be back up soon. But, of course, he didn't move it to a new server. He just shut it down and removed it.
Well, the article is still online.
The responses.
It's the responses. And the reason they've been taken off is because they savaged Doug Thompson.
There were literally hundreds.
Yeah.
400 or 500 responses on them.
Now, the blowback was so severe that on April 3rd, a guy named Doug Herman, whose work we're familiar with, but we've never spoken to him personally. Mm-hmm. He writes for a site called
Strike the Root. And he also submits columns to Rents.
Right. So the blowback was so severe that on April 3rd, he wrote an article called what?
Disinfo Pro, Death of a Once Great Blogger. And this is about the Doug Thompson article that appeared on Capitol Hill Blue. And Doug cited a lot of things responses.
Mm-hmm.
He made reference to a lot of the responses and the general reaction of people to Doug Thompson's article and his impressions of Doug Thompson's article as well.
Basically, what he was saying, that he was very disappointed that a guy he once respected, Doug Thompson, had fallen to such depths and fallen into this quagmire of disinfo. So, this article had such an impact that it appeared on at least three other sites other than Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz originally published this article on his site. And what are the other sites that it appeared on? Right here.
Okay. Sartre's Breaking All the Rules in the original uncensored version. Sartre is a Rentz columnist.
Right.
Marco Solo, original uncensored version, and BG Truth Blogspot are just three of them that published the uncensored original version of this article.
Now, when this article came on Jeff Rentz's site, it, of course, was also uncensored, too, because it was in its original form. And, Lisa, will you read the two quotes that appeared in this article that came directly from Doug Thompson's site, the comments that we made?
In its original form, as it was originally published on Rents, this column had 14 paragraphs and included the following two passages. First one, even when Lisa Juliana, and my name was misspelled by Doug Herman there, even when Lisa Juliana of Wing TV posted 17 well-researched points disputing or destroying altogether Thompson's conclusions, they evoked no response, not a peep.
And then the second passage.
Right, the second excerpt is, respected Internet writer Victor Thorne agreed, I've long enjoyed your work, but you couldn't be further from the truth, Doug. This is a matter of taking back our country from a cabal of bloodthirsty murderers. I certainly hope you open your eyes to what's taking place. Now, those both appeared on the blog in the response thread.
Yeah, this was in
Thompson removed.
Yeah, this was in Doug Herman's article as it appeared in its original form on Jeff Rentz's website. Now, before we move on, Lisa, let me ask you a question. Was there anything in these statements where he quoted or used or referenced our names? Was there anything pornographic in them?
No.
Was there anything that where we abused Jeff Rentz?
No.
Was there anything that you was there anything whatsoever in it that you think was deserving?
There was nothing obscene. There was nothing that offended community standards. Right. Nothing unacceptable. What these two passages that were removed did do was substantiate and bolster that the government lied about 9/11. And the passage that cites the 17-point post that I made, I listed some very, very valid points regarding the inconsistencies and anomalies with the official version of 9/11. This should have been no problem for Jeff Rentz or Alex Jones.
And if you want to read these 17 points that Lisa referenced and that Doug Herman referenced, go to the Wing TV homepage. You'll see the article right there. At the end of it, we list these 17 points. But then, After this article was on Rensa's site for a day or so, something weird happened, Lisa, because I went back to print this article out, I was rereading it, and I noticed something was missing. What?
Well, Jeff Rensa removed the passage referring to my post of the 17 points mm-hmm. on Thompson's blog from Herman's article.
Right.
So he took out two sentences and didn't consult with Doug Herman, didn't tell him
anything.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. So we could have jumped to conclusion and started screaming, this is censorship, but we played it cool. First, what we did was contact a guy named Justin Stark, who originally sent us this article. And what did Justin Stark say?
We asked him if it had been changed. He said, Lisa, your name and the reference to your work was indeed removed. Please see attached original. I compared it to what appears on his site today, and the references to you were clearly deleted, or one could say, censored.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to piss a body right off. I wonder if it's intended to. Pretty offensive.
Okay. Now, we have the original, which you can see in our Wing TV article. Then we had the censored version, okay? We can see those. We could have said right there, case closed, censorship.
All right, let's stop for a second.
Okay.
By the way, that didn't make me angry that my name was removed. It's the fact that Jeff Rentz censored an article written by another author and is continuing to engage in this wrong behavior. Right. That's what makes me angry.
Right. So the next thing we did, because we wanted to cover every base, so there could be no objection whatsoever to our findings, we contacted Doug Herman. Well, he called Lisa, and during the course of this conversation, Lisa asked him some questions, and he finally said that he wasn't aware, first of all, that his article had been censored.
Right.
Secondly, he said that he didn't authorize or give permission to Jeff Rentz to censor his article.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that this had all been done. It had been censored after it was published.
Do you know what else he said, too? He said it's pretty ironic because at the time that Jeff Rentz censored this article, he had already submitted to Jeff Rentz an article about censorship. How's that?
Yeah. So what we have now is a textbook example of censorship. And Lisa, before we move on, so there's no confusion, read what we've found to be the broader definition of what censorship is.
A lot of people have argued with us in the past, saying, no, only the government can censor. That is the
Which is absurd.
That is the flawed definition because it's very narrow. It applies to legalistic contexts, and it's very limiting. The broader definition of censorship is the act of changing a message, including the act of deletion between the sender and the receiver, without the sender's consent and knowledge. It's the cyclical suppression, banning, expurgation, or editing by an individual, institution, or group.
Right.
Also can apply to the government, but not solely to the government.
Right.
You need to be clear on that.
So we had the original article on Jeff Rentz's site is Doug Herman submitted it, and as was published, unaltered. Then a few days later, Jeff Rentz went in, started ripping sentences out of it, and down George Orwell's memory hole they went. But wait a second. The story doesn't end there. After we started looking into this a little bit, Lisa says, well, I wonder if Alex Jones published this article. So where'd you go?
Well, I went and looked on Alex Jones' website. I believe Propaganda Matrix had indeed published it. And what do you know? Even more had been chopped out of the article. This time, the passage referring to Victor's post on Doug Thompson's blog, which Herman had included in the original uncensored version.
Right.
That was missing.
So now, there's five sentences censored out of the article. The two referring to Lisa, the three referring to me. So we had now three different versions of the same article. We had Doug Herman's original, uncensored. Then we had Jeff Rentz's first censored version. Then we have the version that Alex Jones censored even further. Now, before we go on, we have to make another thing clear. We don't have a problem whatsoever with a publisher or an editor altering something before it's been published and with the author's consent. You know what that's called?
Self-censorship.
No, it's called editing.
I'm sorry, I was reading something.
That's called editing. So if we get an article here, or Joe Smith, or anybody that runs a newspaper, magazine, whatever, and they have an article and they say, and they call the author up and say, hey, you know, in paragraph 7, I think this is wrong. I'm going to take it out of the article before
right.
I publish it.
And authors very often do self-censor themselves before putting something out.
Right.
But censorship can take place at any point in time. You know, it's just after something's been published.
Then it becomes censorship.
And then something is removed from an article without the permission or consent or knowledge of the author. That's totally disrespectful to the author. And what it's meant to do is change the context of the article significantly. If not, why would they do it in the first place?
Exactly. So if this is done before publication, remember, before publication with the author's consent, is called editing. If it's done after the fact, after publication, without the author's consent, it's censorship in no uncertain terms. So let's make another thing. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say, too, you can check the Academic American Encyclopedia for a broader definition of censorship. You can also check with journalism professors, mass communication professors, one from North Carolina, University of North Carolina, Chuck Stone. He's a professor of journalism and mass communication. He also agrees with this broader version of censorship definition.
Now, we have to make another thing clear. Through the history of our writings on Wing TV and prior to that, the U.S. government has never censored a word we've written.
Right.
George Bush has never censored a word we've written. Neither has the CIA, neither has the FBI, neither has the NSA.
Or the Department of Homeland Security.
Right. None of them have ever censored even one word that we've written. But we now have this red-handed, in-your-face example of blatant censorship. Plus, on our site, in this article that we wrote today, or we published today, there's five other examples on there.
And we're not talking about our work now.
Right.
We're talking about Doug Herman's work was censored.
Mm-hmm.
Our work has been censored in the past by these two individuals, Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones.
And
but now they are doing it to other people as well.
Right. A good example is John Kaminsky.
Mm-hmm.
He said that before Rentz booted him off his site, Kaminsky wrote an article and he had the word Jewish. Well, after it was published, Jeff Rentz went in and changed the word Jewish to Zionist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people might say, well, that's not a big deal. But the big deal is it changed the meaning, it changed the content, and it was done without John Kaminsky's permission or even knowledge.
Remember,
we only found out after the fact.
The act of censorship is meant to change the context of what the writer is or the speaker is trying to say. It changes the whole context of the message that's trying to be conveyed.
So let us repeat. The government has never once censored us. But Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz engage in widespread censorship. And I'm going to tell you right now, in this article, folks, there's some strong language. And we're not going to take it out, we're not going to back down, because we're saying to you right now, if you can accept this form of censorship, this type of censorship, then you accept
the new world order.
Right? You accept them, embrace them, you welcome them into your home, because that's what they promote, is censorship. And we're even going so far as to say that if you accept this type of censorship without objection, without outrage, then you're not a patriot, you're not a true seeker, and in our opinion, you're not even a real American, because real Americans and real patriots stand up against this kind of crap.
Maybe Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones should put out a list of the names that are not allowed to be included in any submissions to them. This way, people don't get censored. Because apparently they're not going to restrain themselves from disrespecting the writers who do submit material to them. Because what they're saying, basically, what they're thinking is, you're so desperate to get your stuff on their websites that you'll put up with this.
That you don't even care.
Yeah, right.
And isn't censorship one of the primary things we're fighting against? Look at what they're doing. This is systematic, habitual, ongoing, in-your-face censorship. And they don't care that they're doing it.
What is so threatening to Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz for people to even mention our names when we are substantiating and bolstering the argument that the government was involved in 9/11, that 9/11 was an inside job? What is so threatening to Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz about referring to statements we make to that effect.
And as you'll
don't
see,
they want the truth to come out? Don't they want people standing up, supporting the truth?
Yeah. I mean, as you'll see in Lisa's photo gallery at the end, even the mere mention of Lisa Giuliani, Victor Thorne, or Wing TV sends Alex Jones into spasms. What is it? What is it? And you know what?
No, you know what it is? I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. And people said, no, bah. The posers steer clear of us.
Yep.
The phonies steer clear of us. The false faces steer clear of us.
And by doing this...
And that's exactly what that is.
Yeah. And by doing this blatant censorship, not only don't they have any regard for you, they have no respect for the authors out there, and this is an arrogance of power. Jeff Renson and Alex Jones think that, wow, since they've risen so high in the alternative media, that they have arrogance now, that they can do anything they want to without answering for their actions. This is like the New York Times, CBS, like what goes on in the Oval Office, and what goes on with the neocons with their weekly standard.
You know, the thing is, it may not be illegal what they did, but it's totally unethical
right. What
they did. It's wrong.
It slaps in the
and
face.
And so if we don't stand up and speak out against it, then we're condoning it. Remember, your silence is construed as your consent.
Yes.
And I don't want to be lumped into the category with perhaps a lot of you, excuse me, that I don't give a damn, because I do give a damn.
That's right. That's why we're here. And what they've become now, Alex Jones and Jeff Renz, is mirror images of the enemy. And this isn't the first time that they've been caught red-handed. As we mentioned, you know, who is Thomas Holbrook did an investigation,
found
that Jones was doing this. Kaminsky has said it. Now Douglas Herman, and on and on.
And we'd like to know how many other writers out there have been censored by Alex Jones or Jeff Renz. I mean, we have no way of knowing unless you speak up. Don't put up with this stuff.
Yeah.
You have a right, if you submit articles to people, they're supposed to contact you if they want changes made. And if they have major issues with the piece, they always have the option not to run it.
Right. This is deliberate censorship, and if you accept this, you accept any crime, and what it leads to is a slippery slope.
Mm-hmm.
So say we accept censorship. Well, what happens if somebody out there doesn't like you or doesn't like us or doesn't like anybody in the alternative media? Well, we accept that they censor their material, so what happens next time if they go and rape somebody? Well, you know, they are a patriot, so rape is okay. Well, what if they don't like somebody and say, well, let's go burn their house down? Well, they're a patriot, so arson must be all right, or... What if they catch him in a back alley, or catch him driving to work, pull him over, drag him out of their car, beat the hell out of him? Well, you know, assault is all right because they're a patriot. Or, ultimately, Lisa, why don't we just say murder is all right, too? If we accept censorship, then we're going to start accepting arson, theft, assault, murder. At what point on the slippery slope do we say enough is enough?
The bottom line is these deletions... dilute the whole message of what Doug Herman was trying to say. Now, ask yourself why Alex Jones and Jeff Renz would feel it necessary to dilute Doug Herman's message. Why wouldn't they want the message to be as potent and strong as when Doug wrote it and submitted it to them? Why would they want to make it more washed out?
Where is your fight? At what point, people, at what point are we going to fight back and say we won't accept this any longer? Look what happened a few weeks ago when CNN was supposed to have Ed Asner on. You remember that?
Uh-huh.
He was going to talk about Charlie Sheen and 9/11.
Right.
But hours before the broadcast, CNN said, oops, we're going to yank this piece. It's not going to be on. Well, Alex Jones screamed bloody murder. This is censorship. How dare they censor something like that?
It's only not okay when it's done to Alex Jones.
Yeah, but he can censor his radio show, his archive. He can censor articles. He can censor other people's articles. When are we going to stop it and stand up and say no more? How long are you going to be an apologist for the New World Order censors,
I mean,
right in our own alternative media?
Do you make the same excuses for the mainstream media and the government?
Yeah. Absolutely
no, you don't.
Not. And this goes right to the heart of a free press. And as we've seen right now with Jeff Renz and Alex Jones, they censor very easily. They censor very frequently. They censor, Lisa, as if it's second nature to them.
We don't want to put up with this. we have been, it seems like, the only ones against this. We're the only ones that ever speak out about it. Other people don't even seem to notice it. We haven't heard one peep from anybody. What? Did anybody even notice this? Is anyone even paying attention out there?
Is this just a hobby? Is this just a social gathering? Is this a pastime when you're bored? Or does it mean something? Does freedom of speech without censorship mean anything?
You know, well, there were some people that were freaking out because there might be some legislation in the works that might shut down, sites like ours on the Internet. And they were going, well, what would they do then? I said, oh, you mean if you don't have the Internet, then you're just going to stop? Because it's all contained in the box. Mm. It's not transferred out to the street where it belongs, yeah. Where the real world is.
We were so appalled over the weekend by this censorship that what we're going to do now, and we're going to bring this show to a close here, but what we're going to do is contact the most prominent figures in the alternative media, the big names, mm-hmm. the ones who have the TV shows, the sites. We're going to send them a link to this article, and we're going to say, please comment on this. We're going to report back to you later this week, and we're going to let you know if anybody out there gives a damn. Because, folks, if we don't give a damn, if you don't give a damn, why don't you quit?
And save your breath. And don't say Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones should be ashamed of themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're not ashamed of themselves. They have no remorse over doing stuff like
this.
They
don't care that they did.
They continually engage in this kind of behavior, and they're laughing in your face because
they're
getting away with it, and nobody gives a damn.
What was that thing you used to say, Lisa, is that they have no respect for someone? If you lie to somebody...
Oh, whenever somebody lies to you, they're presuming that you're stupid.
Yeah. They don't care about you. They don't have any respect for you. They presume that you're stupid.
You know what? You're just merchandise.
Yeah.
Just like the stuff they hawk on their websites.
Buy my videos and have the site up there so they can get their advertisers. Do they care if there's anything? Do they care about censorship? Hell no.
Well, it applies only when it serves them, when it suits them. And for the rest of us, it doesn't matter. Then it's not censorship, right?
Wing TV is back. And right now, we're waging war on you censorship bastards. And we aren't going to stop.
I don't even care because none of them have offered to meet us in the middle. None of them have offered to take the high road. They're just still hiding, doing the crap they've been doing all along. And you know what? All bets are off now.
And the worst part is that when Lisa spoke with Doug Herman, Doug Herman said he was going to contact Rentz and ask him why. Well, we said, Doug, if you hear back from Rentz, let us know what he said. Well, we haven't heard anything from Doug Herman yet.
We emailed Rentz, too.
Yeah,
of course,
not
he
a
wouldn't
word.
Answer.
Not only is Jeff Rentz a censor, Jeff Rentz is a coward, coward, coward. And we're so pissed off at these people right now. And if you're not, ask yourself, what the hell is going to make you care about anything? It's time, folks, to stop putting up with their crap.
We're asking you right now. Do any of you out there give a damn about anything anymore?
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, get your blood boiling because ours are, and keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.
Everything in L.A. a few days ago and why this is so important. And, folks, there's just so much coming up. But let's get all these callers out of the way that have been holding from time immemorial. Michael, where are you calling me from?
Arkansas.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Yes, my Razorback.
I'd like to talk about...
Well, sir, we're not going to do that on my broadcast. In some cases, what I'll allow to be brought up on this broadcast, and I appreciate your call, sir. Take care. Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Brent. Brent, where are you calling from?
Let's go next to... Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Real quick, I got two things I want to talk about are very important, but I did want to say one thing, that Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani of WingTV.net did a beautiful job of doing that 9/11 on trial. Are you familiar with that?
Thanks for the call, sir. Sounds like the individual himself. My broadcast is about serious issues, sir. And so if you want to turn the show into that, I'm just not going to take your calls. We're going to come back. We got a guest coming on to talk about a serious issue. We're going to be discussing this New York Times report. Who's
you
heard last
here?
Week from Terry Anderson? Lisa in PA. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. I totally agree with you with what's happening at the border. It's completely unbelievable. And, yes, America is on fire. We are turning into 1984. I do have an unrelated question I'd like to ask you, though, if you'd let me.
Sure. What is it?
Okay. WingTV.net has documented verifiable proof that you've
I'm going to let you go. Listen, get out of my road, okay? This is my radio program. If I go out and tell people what to do with their websites, that's censorship. But when people just constantly want to have one of these little radio things where then I talk about them just for publicity, I'm not going to do it. Get out of my road. Okay, we got Border Patrol standing down. We got the government carrying out terror attacks. We got the troops breathing depleted uranium, and 23 million Iraqis breathing it. We got cancer viruses in the vaccines, and my radio broadcast is my broadcast. Okay, and maybe 10 times over the years with other cases, if I have a guest on or someone on who I think has said something that is slanderous, we will cut that out of the rebroadcast. In other cases, if somebody just thinks this is their radio program and it's not and wants to push me around, I say no. Okay? Simple. Get out of my road. All right? Thank you. Get out of my road. This is my road, my radio program. Open to anybody that wants to talk about serious issues, but not people that want to just squabble. Okay. Thank you very much. Now let's get focused back on the serious issues. Who's up next?